JC Corcoran Podcast.
Jada Pinkett Smith, you've been making news here, a little lady, the last week or so for this magazine interview where you have a lot to say about keeping a marriage, shall we say,
hot,
alive. She's giggling. Listen to her giggle. What's the immediate fallout been on all this? Anybody embarrassed to make eye contact with you? Or have people been saying, you go, girl?
Yeah, it's been a lot of you go, girl, and just, you know, a lot of married women and men, you know, just kind of like, that's what it's about, you know. And
I mean, you're telling people to go, like, to a dinner party and go, excuse me, I just have to go to the bathroom. And then the next thing you know, you're doing it on their bed upstairs.
Well, you know, my whole thing is just keep it lively, keep it spontaneous. I mean, that's what we loved about being in our relationships in the first place when we first got involved. You know, it was like, it was spontaneous, it was passionate and fiery, and really at the end of the day, we have to find ways to keep that in. If you expect to be with somebody forever,
Look at her voice go up, too.
You know what I mean? It's like, listen, we got to be creative.
I have to say something on behalf of all red-blooded male Americans. You are a great United States citizen, Jada Pinkett Smith. All right, I want you to take a big pot and then get a big metal spoon and open up that door and start just rattling that thing. Come on, get out of bed, you lazy bum. Come on, start the day.
Oh, yeah. He went to bed very late last night working on the script for Karate Kid, so I'll let him sleep in.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're our teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Monday, May 9th, 2022. 193 days remaining in our American democratic system as we have known it. How you doing, kids? Welcome to JCOnTheLine.com, and here comes the heat. That's all I can say. These temperatures, it's going to be warmer in St. Louis and more humid and just more oppressive than it is going to be in the state of Florida the next couple of days. So just be ready for that. I don't know if you had any money down on the Derby. How about this? The biggest long shot in Derby history. Biggest since 1913, 80-1 long shot. Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. All right, the Blues are on fire, and they can wrap things up tomorrow night. You know, between the first and second period, Wayne Gretzky, who was an analyst for NBC, a hockey channel or whatever the hell it was. Whatever. I don't even know where the hell the games are half the time. You just keep punching around until you see it say NHL hockey. I just keep looking. It's bad. It's not as bad as Major League Baseball, where in the first couple of rounds of the playoffs every October, you're like, I have no idea whether or not I even have that channel. And you're looking around, and then one game ends, but the other one has already started, so they shift the game to another channel. Then you start watching it there, and then when the first game is over, they end up shifting the game back to the original channel. The only problem is, if for some reason you're trying to record this, you're not able to watch the game live, well, you just miss everything. It's stupid, but these are the people who are running Major League Baseball right now. You hear Danny Mac talking over the weekend along with Jimbo. He was basically saying all this stuff they're testing out in the minor leagues right now, like bigger bases and a pitch clock. Eliminating the shift, all of that stuff is coming to Major League Baseball probably next year. And Jim Edmonds did not like any of it. He really shot all of it down. A lot of people don't know this. Now, what they've been doing, of course, in the major leagues the last couple of years is if you go into extra innings, they put a man on second base for the extra inning and you start the inning that way. Next year, they have announced that the winner of tied games, you go into the ninth inning, the score is tied 3-3. Game is going to be decided by a pickleball match. Good morning, everybody. I enjoyed that one. Cardinals ran into a buzzsaw over the weekend called the San Francisco Giants. Come on home, boys. Come on home, starting tomorrow night, where we get a chance to rekindle that intense rivalry between the Cardinals and the Baltimore Orioles. Hey, at least we're back home. At least we're back home. Yeah, but Gretzky gave a tremendous analysis of why the Blues might have lost that game yesterday because, you know, they had those two power plays, including the 1 4-minute power play in the first period, and did not convert, did not manufacture a goal out of any of that. And he basically said, you miss opportunities like that, and that's how you lose games. But luckily, the Blues really cranked it up in the second and third period, and boom, let's wrap this up and move on. Meanwhile, the Oakland A's, and I just watched Moneyball. It's running on cable again this month. I just watched Moneyball again. Pretty damn good movie. The Oakland A's, since they got all the attention in Moneyball, are having tremendous attendance problems. The Oakland A's the other night had 2,488 people in attendance at their game. 2,488, that's all. People were going to the ballpark to get food to go. People were calling the ticket office to say, what time does the game start? They said, what time can you make it? And then there's Robinson Cano, who plays for the New York Mets. And sort of like the Matt Carpenter situation, he just seemed all of a sudden forget how to play baseball. And so they're going to probably just cut him and get nothing for him. And it's worse than that because he is still owed $44 million. That's what's still left on his contract. So they're going to have to either pay that or negotiate some sort of a settlement. Meanwhile, our best goes out to Ron Culpa, umpire from the St. Louis area. Used to listen to the show. I know his wife was a big fan of our show on K-Hits 96 when we were doing that. And she used to call in every once in a while. And if we were talking about something regarding baseball, and if Ron was in town and there was like a rules issue, Ron would just call the show. He's a great guy. Really, really likable guy. And he took one to the mask yesterday and just went down like he was shot. He walked off the field, you know, on his own power, as they say, but he had to leave the game, and they'll obviously put him through the concussion protocol. But Ron's a great guy. We wish him the best. One more sports story here in Dallas. They got the NBA playoffs going on. Several family members of the Phoenix Suns point guard Chris Paul in attendance for Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Dallas Mavericks on Sunday were harassed and physically contacted by one fan in the crowd. Paul addressed the disturbing Mother's Day incident after the Mavs 111-101 win that tied the series 2-2. This was on social media. He said, they want to fine players for saying stuff to the fans, but the fans can put their hands on our families. Yeah, that's messed up. We do politics here on the podcast only when it is unavoidable. And Donald Trump issued his Mother's Day statement to the world yesterday, and here it is. By the way, you're going to think I'm making this up. This is like comedy, my attempt at comedy. It is not. This is the real thing. Happy Mother's Day to all, including racist, vicious, highly partisan, politically motivated, and very unfair radical left Democrat judges, prosecutors, district attorneys, and attorney generals whose campaign unrelentingly against you without knowing a thing and endlessly promise to take you down. After years of persecution, even the fake news says there is no case, or at best, it would be very hard to bring. Someday, soon, they will start fighting record-setting violent crimes. I love you all. 3 exclamation points. It's very rare that somebody finds the correct verbiage to so eloquently capture the spirit of Mother's Day. By the way, did you see 60 Minutes last night? Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that it probably was every 2 to 3 weeks that the former president would come up with some idea that they had to shoot down. He wanted to launch missiles into Mexico. He thought he might be able to hit some of the drug cartels. Most interestingly, he said, we could do that and they would never know where it came from. That's right. I'm sure the Mexicans' first guess would be Nova Scotia is attacking us. There is one less racist, not only in the world, but also in the St. Louis area as of yesterday. You may recall this guy had a show. He called himself the Grim Reaper. This was a guy who made millions of dollars The strip clubs over in Sauget, and then there was some sort of little issue involving some illegalities along the way, and Bob Romantic was sent to jail, sent to prison, came out, still had all his money, said, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to own a couple of radio stations. And so a couple of these AMs coming out of Illinois went on the air. And Bob used to do his own show, and he would use the N-word, and he would use, he referred to the gay community in disparaging terms, and personally attacked by name homosexual members of the community who were in political office over in Illinois, and had great company around the station, too, because Kevin Slayton went to work for him over there. Well, over the weekend sometime, the Grim Reaper came and got the Grim Reaper. Bob Romantic dead at... Who cares? I was at a dump site over the weekend, and I remember thinking to myself, have I ever been at a dump site before? I mean, I know I've been at places where we have sort of dropped some junk off, but nothing like this. Jeez, you got to have like all this identification. You got to bring a water bill with you. You got to bring your driver's license with you. There's all sorts of restrictions on what you're allowed to bring. And about 19 years ago, I bought one of those deep freezers for about $130 from Costco. And that thing, like I said, lasted only 20 years. And those things generally don't even last 10 years. So I figure I'm ahead of the game here. But the thing finally died. By the way, took with it about, oh, it had to be $600 worth of frozen food. Because a lot of what was in there was meat. And you know, if you've been at a grocery store lately, go ahead. Look at the prices of a stripped steak. You know, it'll stop your heart. So, and then, of course, all the stuff is rotten in there because you don't know that the thing broke. And now you got to reach in there and dig that stuff. Oh, man, the whole garage stunk. So I finally got it all out there. I hosed the thing out and looked up the, the thing on the dump site. And they're like, okay, there are all these restrictions on some of the dump sites. It's a dump site. And they're telling you what you can and you cannot bring. One of the dump sites said, we can only accept it if you have removed the Freon container. So then I started looking up, I Googled, how to remove a Freon container, and it basically said, don't do it. It's hermetically sealed, and if you remove it, it may even be illegal. So we scratched that dump site off the list, and I find the other one. I had to drive forever. I finally get to the dump site. Now, there's all these cars in line. There's people dumping off all kinds of stuff, and you have to go through this little thing that looks like a toll booth, and they ask you all these questions, and then they point you in the direction. They go, okay, you see those appliances down there? You just dump it there. No assistance whatsoever. So I'm pulling this freezer out of the back of the SUV, and I just sort of drop it, and then I shove it. Well, what happens is when you come in, they take your driver's license and your credit card. I guess they're afraid you're going to do something while you're on the dump site, or you're going to... I don't know what they think. All I know is, why do you need my credit card and you need my driver's license? But I give it to them. So now you come back around and you come past the other side of the toll booth, and that's when they give you your cards back, and they charge me $2.42 to dump my freezer. Man, when you got that many rules at a dump site, something's not right. Oh, by the way, back to baseball for a minute. I am so tired of being told that Oracle Park in San Francisco, where the Cardinals played the Giants over the weekend, is the most beautiful baseball park out of all of them. Now, I suppose it is if you're sitting in the ballpark in the upper levels and you can see the entire San Francisco Bay Area from there, but the Bay Area is not part of the ballpark. That's like saying Busch Stadium is the most beautiful ballpark because of Ballpark Village. It's not part of the ballpark. You go to San Francisco, go to their ballpark, and it's like, yeah, it's a nice place. But if you're at ground level and you're just walking around, it looks like pretty much any other baseball field. But then when you get in the higher levels behind home plate, and like when you're watching the game on TV, it's like, oh my God, look at this beautiful. Well, but that's if you're sitting up there. That's like saying, this restaurant is the best restaurant in St. Louis because of the restaurant across the street. This doesn't even make sense. You can be standing anywhere at Wrigley Field and look around and go, holy crap, this is, this is the way all ballparks ought to be, primarily because you're so close to the field. We ate at California Pizza Kitchen over the weekend. It is fascinating to recall that back in, oh God, what year was it? 88, maybe 89, somewhere in there is when the Galleria reopened, you know, with all the new stores and everything like that. And, you know, California Pizza Kitchen was one of the businesses that came in there. And I distinctly remember this because the owners of CPK, the guys actually from California, came into our radio station one morning and cooked pizza for us. And if you'll recall, back in the late 80s, we're like, wait a minute. Pizza without tomato sauce? Is that even legal? You can't do that in 13 states. No, but we were, you know, sitting there just going, okay, we'll give it a shot. And you're like, oh, that really is good. But I mean, you first hear, you know, back in the 80s, 30 years ago, you're like, pizza without red sauce? What are you talking about? Well, those guys came in and they cooked for us, like I said. Well, then, right, sort of in conjunction with all of that, they had the reopening of the St. Louis Galleria. And it was a, I still remember this, it was a Friday. And what we decided to do, we had that, I was at 93.7 KSD at the Classic Rock Station, and we had this big thing. We used to call it the bread truck because it wasn't a van. It almost looked a little bit like a bookmobile. I don't know what the thing was. Could have been a milk truck at some point. I don't know. This thing was a death trap, by the way. I'm reasonably sure that in, what year is this, 2022, they wouldn't even have been allowed to operate this thing. It used to, as soon as this thing stopped at a stoplight, the engine died. So it was fine if you were moving, but once you stopped, like I said, it was a death trap. But, you know, back in those days, it's not like we have now where all this digital technology allows you to go on the air with, you know, clean, crisp, digital sound from almost anywhere. All the equipment is the size of a cell phone now. But back then, you had to have this behemoth thing. You know, you'd pull out onto the parking lot or something, and then you would raise this mast that went way up in the air, and it would send a microwave signal to a couple of different receptor towers, and then that would send a microwave signal to the radio station and it would go out over the air. So like, all right, they're having the big grand opening of the Galleria. Let's go broadcast from the parking lot of the Galleria. Not even going to be open yet, but you know, it'll be fun. And a lot of people are really interested in this whole thing. Let's go broadcast live. So we go out there on a Friday morning on the day the Galleria is reopening, and we pull into the parking lot, and we start broadcasting, and the police showed up and threw us off the grounds. We're like, what's the matter? Don't you guys like publicity? And they're like, just leave. Get out of here. What we found out later is because apparently KMOX had paid all this money to have the exclusive rights for the live broadcast, the very first one from the Galleria. So they were all inside and they wanted us gone. So we just went across the street. So I think we broadcast out of the parking lot on Steak and Shake. I could recognize you sometime. So we will never forget that day. Damn good episode of Saturday Night Live over the weekend and on Weekend Update and throughout the entire show. Lots of sketches about and references to the whole situation with Roe v. Wade.
In an unprecedented move that could cause lasting damage to the Supreme Court, a draft opinion was leaked, which indicates that they intend to overturn Roe v. Wade. So the court is usually careful, but they slipped up just this once, and now they've got to live with it forever. Wow. Sounds really unfair. The opinion was written by Justice Samuel Alito, and he bases his arguments on laws from the 1600s. So it's an outdated opinion from an angry 70-year-old. This shouldn't be a Supreme Court decision. It should just be a Facebook post.
You know, Saturday Night Live went on the air in 1975, and the whole Chevy Chase thing, the creator of Weekend Update, along with Lorne Michaels, we used to think that that was just really brilliant comedy. And through the years, I remember the years that Dennis Miller did it. It was like, wow, this is really good. But now you watch those shows because they will oftentimes put reruns on. Well, every Saturday night at, 9 o'clock, they put a rerun up. And sometimes it is from that era, and you think to yourself, wow, Colin Jost and Michael Che right now could do figure eights in terms of writing and comedy around those old days. We used to think it was quite the big deal. The kid from the Wonder Years, remember him, Fred Savage? Just got fired as a director and executive producer of the new Wonder Years reboot over claims of misconduct. They won't say what he did, but in 2018, a customer on his show, The Grinder, claimed that he hit her on the arm and yelled at her and made the set a hostile environment for women. She sued. The case was settled out of court. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. God, somebody shoot me. The science, I guess you would say, of body language. And I do believe there's a lot to this. You might not, but I do. And, you know, we know that police departments and interrogators and stuff like that have all been trained to recognize certain movements, eye movements, the way you sit in a chair, the way you position your arms and stuff like that. It's all language. Things like eye contact. You can look really, really guilty, or you can look like, I don't know what you're talking about. I had nothing to do with this. And they can tell the difference by looking at you and the way you posture yourself, and like I said, with your eyes and things like that. And one of the shows that always has these experts on the air is Inside Edition. And the woman basically said she's making the whole thing up. There's very little truth to what she's saying by and large. I don't know what the facts of the case are, but she looks guilty. Amy Schumer just got COVID for the first time. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness opened with a massive $185 million domestically. And James Gunn, another guy from St. Louis, director of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, is teasing that there's an unannounced actor in it. Rob Zombie's Monsters movie is going to be almost 3 hours. 3 hours of Monsters? Selena Gomez hosting Saturday Night Live for the first time this weekend. Birthdays today, Audrina Patridge from The Hills, the well-chested 37-year-old actress, having a birthday today. Rosario Dawson, easy on the eyes, 43. John Corbett, Aiden on Sex and the City, 61. Candace Bergen, speaking of the old days of Saturday Night Live, and Murphy Brown, legend, and absolutely fantastic in a movie with Jack Nicholson and Art Garfunkel, of all people, called Carnal Knowledge from back in, what, 71? What an amazing movie and a great performance by her, too. 76 today. If you've never seen that movie, God, get it. And Anne Margaret in that movie, that's all I'll say. James L. Brooks, one of the three men who developed The Simpsons, also co-created Mary Tyler Moore Show and Taxi. James L. Brooks, 82 today. And Billy Joel, 73. 62 years ago, back in 1960, the FDA approved use of the pill. All in the Family won Outstanding New Series and Outstanding Comedy at the 23rd Primetime Emmys in 1971, 51 years ago. And it was 17 years ago today, in 2005, that Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney were secretly married. 4 months later, she filed for an annulment citing fraud. I still don't know what that means. Although at the time, there were a lot of rumors going around and he was gay. We're not done with COVID. We are not done. All the articles on COVID we've been reading, you might have read this one. A single cough can travel at speeds of 50 miles an hour and emit about 3,000 droplets in just one go. Sneezes are worse. They can travel up to 100 miles an hour and create upwards of 100,000 droplets. If you're waking up on this Monday morning thinking to yourself, well, I went out there, I put myself out there hoping to attract somebody, something, somehow, and it just didn't work. Maybe you're not flirting the right way. Researchers showed 1,000 college students a list of 40 different ways to flirt and asked which ones they think are most effective. And it depends on two things. What are you looking for? And are you flirting with a man or with a woman? Now, if you're trying to attract a woman, they say the best thing you can do is make her laugh. Women ranked it number one, whether the person hitting on them is looking for something serious or just a one-night stand. Humor, also the way to go if you're trying to attract a serious boyfriend. But if you just want to fling, the best strategy is to be up front and tell him that's what you want. According to another new study, you can add years to your life by restricting your eating to just the daylight hours. It doesn't have to do with the sun. It's just about only eating when you are most active. And I've heard people say the exact opposite with regard to that. Two new trends among older retirees. One trend is that you retire and then live full time on cruise ships. And also unretiring to return to the workforce now that inflation is rising and the pandemic is less crazy, or at least was there for a while. If you hop from cruise to cruise, you can rack up discounts that get the prices well below $100 a day. And most cruises have reliable internet these days, too, so you could even pull this off in semi-retirement. Tell everyone you know everywhere you go. The website, STDcheck.com, looked at herpes rates in 34 different metropolitan areas. And I guess there's a reason why they call it the Big Easy, because New Orleans is number one. 20% of people who were tested in New Orleans were positive for it. 20% of the population of New Orleans has herpes. That's one in five. It's also 30% higher than the national average of 15.7%, which is still scary high. Salt Lake City, the Mormons, at 19.2. Then it's Cincinnati, Charlotte, Orlando, San Francisco, Vegas, and...
Tell everyone you know, everywhere you go, I'm sold on St. Louis, I'm sold!
St. Louis. Some guy in Texas stole a push mower from a piece of property last month, and he mowed their lawn before running off with it. Police are still looking for him. If the pandemic didn't already prove this, a new study has shown that remote work does not negatively impact workplace productivity. The median age for women giving birth in the United States has gone all the way up to 30 years old. That's the highest on record. I remember when it used to be 24. And if you think you can go to a movie theater and you're inspired by the Alanis Morissette song, you ought to know, would she go down on you in a theater? Better be careful. If you get frisky in a movie theater, you think it's dark, nobody can see us. A theater employee who posts inside information on TikTok says their infrared cameras can see every single thing you do. She even shows a clip as proof. A couple in Kentucky catching heat for letting their son run a full marathon last weekend, all 26.2 miles of it. They let their son run a marathon. He is 6 years old. And Will Smith's latest movie is being delayed until sometime next year. Well, isn't that a slap in the face? Oh, sorry, bad choice of words. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Monday, May 9th, 2022 is in the can. 193 days left in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. As you know, we are here every weekday morning right at about 7 o'clock, and we're in the top 10 of all podcasts in the entire country, so continue to spread the word for me. I really appreciate it when you tell your friends and family members and, you know, people that you just sort of encounter, and you say to yourself, you know what, did you used to listen to JC? And they're like, yeah, you know, he's on, because a lot of people still don't know about it, and we're still spreading the word, so sort of keep that in mind, and I do appreciate all of your efforts on that front. You know, we do politics only when it's absolutely unavoidable. You can email me, JC at JCOnTheLine.com, Facebook, The Showgram with JC Corcoran. Everything is archived here. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.